This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 8:34. We just checked out Space and ESB with Ali B, as well as Janet Jackson, Q-Tip, and Joni Mitchell with one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world, man, in terms of old school, God Till It's Gone. We've got Abudi David Bishop in studio to talk about the week that was in terms of the news. Yes, it's a Thursday, but you don't know, especially with the weekend coming, no one really cares about news on a Friday. So let's wrap it up today, isn't it?
Don't say people don't care about news.
You'd be surprised.
Especially now that we're going into a Lang Na Vieg.
There's going to be lots of news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in terms of that. Now, before we get to that, before we get to Lang Na Vieg, the week was rather interesting in terms of Namibian socials. I think for, not for the first time, but how do I put this? For the first time in a long while, we see a practical example of what you put on social impacting your actual life. What did you make of that story, David Bishop? What's her name? Osi Eva Nangolo?
Nangolo, yes.
Yeah, posting.
Maybe I shouldn't even say Osi Yella.
David, what do you think?
So, I mean, it's something I've been railing about for ages and ages. I mean, in terms of the whole, like, derogatory statements, on our bulletins, we didn't even, you know, we just mentioned that she had made. Why give more airtime to what was already said when it was a derogatory post? So we didn't give more airtime to the actual statement, quoting what the statement was. We've just spoken about the fact that it was made. But I mean, I've been, I think, for as long as I can remember, given half a chance, I've been warning about social media and about posting on social media and people not realizing that they're publishing when they're doing stuff like that. And you can be held accountable. And yes, you have freedom of speech, but freedom rights only go as far as they don't impinge on somebody else's rights. So your freedom of speech doesn't give you the right to insult and mock and, you know, be derogatory
somebody
towards
else.
Other
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
And I've kept on saying, we're starting to see sort of stories where people are going in for job interviews and having their tweets or their
socials. I was about to say that.
Held up in front of them and said, like, you said this. You know, so it can come back to bite you. You know, anything you've put out there, one social media expert actually said you should every year, you should just have like a spring clean and go back and just delete.
And just delete stuff.
Just delete a whole bunch of your old tweets, because, you know, sometimes you say stuff in the heat of the moment. Or if you've been on Twitter for 10 years, you're a different person than you were back then.
Absolutely.
So go and clean that up. But yeah, so we've seen a practical example. It's now, looks like it's turning into a legal wrangle as well. Sisa Namanje has been pulled in to sort of
represent Eva.
And say that she needs to be reinstated. Norman Chombe, meanwhile, saying that what she, her utterances were actually against the law, not just, you know, in bad taste. And then obviously it's also not the first time that she has made derogatory statements on Twitter about Damara people. It's an ongoing thing, and you can understand the idea of, if you have a pre-existing sort of notion, or let's call it prejudice, against a certain group of people, how do you then act in a position where you have to be completely impartial? I mean, we know nobody's completely impartial. We hope, you know, you get the judges, and judges are vetted, and they've gone through a long process to get where they've gotten to, and we hope that a judge should be as impartial as possible. Nobody is ever 100% impartial. Actually, there, you know, one of the arguments against the death penalty is there's studies that show that judges give harsher penalties when they're hungry or when their wife, you know, had a headache last night. It's true. There are studies. So nobody is 100% impartial. But when you are making public statements like that, then the opposition lawyer could actually even come in and use that as an argument against you in court, or you could get, you know, not be able to represent people. So there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of people saying, you know, leave her alone, she's got the right to think what she wants to think, she's got the right to say what she, everyone's got the right to think what they want to think. Most times you just say it around the fire, you know, and it doesn't go any further than that. Once it's on Twitter,
absolutely. So I think also what puts her in a very difficult situation is, like, our position is what you said early on, that it's not the first time that she's actually tweeted this, and specifically towards the Damara people. So I heard that on the streets, so you can confirm this, that she's actually not admitted in the High Court.
Could
that actually be? Because she's like a senior legal...
She's a representative in the legal aid. I'm not sure how it sort of looked into exactly, but yeah, they are saying that the Lawyers Association says she isn't registered. Whether that means she's just not registered with them, it doesn't necessarily mean she's not qualified. That one we still need to dig into a bit and find out exactly what that means.
So the action that the Minister of Justice actually took, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean
what does that mean?
Yes, she will not be able to represent the ministry and act in the position that she's employed in right
so,
now.
So yeah, she's her legal aid certificate has been taken away, so she can't act. She can no longer it's sort of revoked for now. They investigating it could be reinstated, so we're not saying forever, but it could be forever. I mean, that's what investigations are, you know, like the CEO at Namcor has been suspended while the investigation takes
going
place.
On
once
yes.
you know what the result of the investigation is, then you take a more final decision. So it could go either way, obviously. Nobody knows right now, but yeah, at this point she cannot. So if she is registered, if the Lawyers Association says she's not registered, then I would assume that she can't actually represent private clients
as a
private lawyer unless she gets registered. It might just be a case of paperwork that needs to be filed or something like that. Yeah. But as far as representing the Ministry of Justice, she'll no longer represent the Ministry of Justice as a legal aid counsel. Mm-hmm.
Do independent persons, maybe this is a legal question that we need to pose maybe to a legal expert, but maybe as a journalist as well, do independent persons have some sort of a passage towards laying a charge against her?
No, we don't. I'm not a legal expert, but I did actually speak to John Nakuta about this, and he is a legal expert, thankfully.
Yeah.
So it's not me saying it; it's him saying.
It's him,
We don't actually have what, and he was arguing that we need to change it, and we need to put this in place. So I can't. The exact term, like I say, I'm not a legal expert. I think it was something about like civil cases or civil claims.
Yeah.
So in South Africa, a body like the South African Jewish Council or AFRI Forum or the Apartheid Museum can lay a charge against someone. And we saw things like that with Penny Sparrow when she posted about Durban Beach.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the government taking her. It was a civil society organization. Mm. But we actually don't have those sort of... We don't have the ability to file a third-party case as such
in Namibia.
So yeah,
that is insane. So,
and John was saying that
we need to bring that in so that we
also need to grow our civil society in Namibia. We don't have enough sort of civil society organizations representing different bodies and different sort of interests like South Africa does. Obviously they've got a much larger population anyway, many more people, but that sort of right to a third party lawsuit, I agree with John Nakuta. I think it would be a very good thing that you could actually bring if you see hate speech or if you see any of those things.
All right, cool. It's 8:42. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Mr. David Bishop, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so the ask is, now that Sisan Amanje is honored, should the Ministry of Justice be scared? I'm being silly.
Nah.
Don't answer that.
What? A whole ministry full of lawyers.
Oh, yes.
Come on, man. 8:42, this is Fresh FM. Fresh breakfast.